My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
I got some news for everybody. The chat is insane right now. I'm telling wild. You, dude, we have talked about this before on this show. If you talk about food, you will get more engagement on whatever platform you would like engagement on.
That's right.
Than with any other topic. I could get on here and be like, hey, here's the 5 trades I would do for Keegan Murray. And there'd be people chiming in. And of course, the chatty house is always here. They always have thoughts. But if I said, hey, here's the 5 breakfast foods I simply will not eat. Light it up. People who have never been in the chat before would be like, I got thoughts. By the way, if you are in the chat, go ahead and hit the thumbs up button for us and subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/ESPN1320 and twitch.tv/ESPN1320. Thank you for watching and chiming in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there, what's the greatest lunch trade you've ever made? Like, did you ever make trades at lunch?
No? I never had one that was such a fleecing that I've stored it in my brain all these years.
So my son, like, he liked his lunch, but everyone else, like, there was food in his lunch that was basically just for one of his buddies. Like, hey,
hilarious.
You got Cheez-Its today, right? Like they would, like,
sure.
Like, his buddies knew what was in his lunch and was like, he never ate that stuff. The other people, his friends, ate that stuff all the time. I don't even think he got good trade stuff.
So you and his mom were just the front office. Going out and acquiring players.
You were the team owners. Yes.
And you signed off on the players to acquire, and then he would go deal those players.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, so we're like that. The house, right? Like, okay. Where everyone comes to.
Our house
has always been that way.
Okay.
And then, like, our pantry is nothing but Costco stuff, and all of the kids know they can go in and get whatever they want anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to buy, like, Ritz crackers for my son's buddy Grant.
Mm-hmm.
We have to buy, you know, Rice Krispie treats for Cade
hey,
and Jared.
Bro. Hey, can I tell you just something? Saying. You do not have to do those things.
You do, though.
Cade and Jaren want to come over and you're like, we got Oreos, and they're like, we don't like Oreos, it's like, tough! BYOS then.
Bring your own snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. If we're having a gathering, if we're having friends over,
yes,
as adults, my wife and I, if we're having friends over, we will say like, hey, we're going to the store. Is there anything specific anybody wants?
Okay.
And that's, but nah, we didn't have... That's crazy.
Dude, we'll go through like during the summer.
I had a friend who just regularly stopped by. We're not keeping snacks for that person.
No, we do. We keep snacks for that person. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then you'll look upstairs. You'll be like, hey, come on, man. You can't take the entire box of fruit snacks, like a Costco-sized box, and we find like 47 wrappers in the game room in one day. Like, that's not okay, and it's not healthy for you. Like, you're not going to be feeling well later. Yeah. These things happen.
Joe Schmo wants us to talk about basketball. Literally, that's his name in the YouTube channel.
Okay. All right. Let's talk basketball.
Before we get to basketball, I have something more important to talk about.
Let's talk about football.
Well, we have football to talk about as well. But before we get to that, I have something even more important to talk about.
I'm with you.
My quest to become this year's international sportsman is on, bro. Because the International Sportsman's Exposition is coming to Sacramento from Thursday, January 18th through Sunday, January 21st at Cal Expo.
Mm.
That's right. So for over 50 years, dude, not 15, 50, 5-0, for over 50 years, sportsmen and adventure seekers alike have come to explore the hundreds of hunting, fishing, and shooting sports and camping products available at the International Sportsman's Exposition. Listeners will have a chance to win tickets with us, ESPN 1320, to check out the International Sportsman's Expo. All you have to do is head to ESPN1320.com and fill out the online entry form to enter for a chance to win 4 weekend passes to the event. You will win those 4 weekend passes, and then, I mean, you might see me there, dude. You might see me just perusing the smorgasbord.
I now have a flannel that I could wear to an event like this, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I'm going to be flanneled up, hunting, fishing, shooting sports, camping products. I love camping. Okay. And I can't wait to get out there and see what's going on at the International Sportsman's Expo. You should go to, and again, you can enter at ESPN1320.com, fill out that online entry form, and you will have a chance to win 4 weekend passes to the event. Again, January 18th through Sunday, Thursday, January 18th through Sunday, January 21 at Cal Expo. That's the International Sportsman's Exposition. All right.
That's right.
The 49ers play on Sunday in maybe the weirdest game I can remember them playing, because I'm sure this happened at some point in the Jim Harbaugh era,
okay,
where they had a final game of the year that just didn't matter for seeding.
Yeah.
But I don't remember them ever having their seeding like locked up by the final week of the year.
Especially a number one seed.
Right.
Like, we're number one.
Right. Especially
we're going to sit.
Right. So they could, and that's where Kyle Shanahan's talked about this, where people go, oh, well, they can just rest everybody. And they can't, and I'll tell you why in a second. But two, they're not in the same spot the Rams are. The Rams are resting like Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Kyren Williams. Puka Nacua is going to play, but he's going to get his rookie receiving record. I think, what, 29 yards he needs?
He needs one catch. He's tied right now with Anquan Boldin with 101 catches.
Okay.
For the most catches for a rookie in NFL history,
okay,
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then he needs 29 yards to surpass, is it Don Groman?
Bill Groman. The great Bill Groman.
Bill Groman. Okay. Yeah,
for receiving yards by rookie.
1960. Bill Groman set that record.
Yeah. The Houston Oilers of the AFL.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's going to...
28 yards short of tying in 29...
To break it, right.
Yeah.
He's going to get his 2 or 3 catches for 30 yards and get out of the game.
Yep.
The 49ers can't do that for a couple reasons. One, the Rams play next week.
Mm.
Kyle Shanahan has said, like, we can't take 2 weeks off. Like, 2 weeks off is bad for players. Because you're not as sharp, you're not as focused, there's a little bit of rust when you come back. But at the same time, you're trying to balance that health, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other issue is you have 46 guys active on game day. You have 53-man roster, so you have 7 inactive. You can bring 2 up from the practice squad. That's the maximum amount you can bring up from the practice squad just to elevate them for a game. Which means you can have 9 guys out if you're the 49ers.
Okay.
They have 7 who are going to miss the game due to injury.
Oof.
It's Eric Armstead, Christian McCaffrey, Ross Dwelly, Tayshawn Gibson, Jair Brown, and there's 2 more that I'm missing.
Did you say Brock
Purdy? Ambry Thomas. Brock Purdy is not hurt.
Okay, yeah.
We'll get to Brock Purdy in a second. And there's a 7th player who's injured whose name escapes me right now, and it's annoying me, but that's fine. It's not that important. They have 7 guys out for injury.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy's out, that makes 8, which means the 49ers can rest, like fully sit out and not suit up at all, 1 player.
Mm.
And I think it's going to be Trent Williams.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty shocked if it was anybody other than Trent Williams, barring some injury in practice today.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting out Trent Williams no matter what. Like, I've told you, I think he is, like, for everyone that believes that Malik Monk is the most important player on the Sacramento Kings.
Me.
I believe that Trent Williams, well, you're not the only one. D'Lo and Casey both believe the same thing.
Come on.
I believe that Trent Williams is the most important player on the San Francisco 49ers.
Not get an argument for me.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's close. Like, I don't think, if you're going to win a Super Bowl, that dude has to be in bubble wrap and not get injured.
Yeah.
You can win a Super Bowl with him at left tackle. If you do not have him, your road to the championship gets really, really muddied. And it doesn't matter how good Brock Purdy is or Christian McCaffrey or Kittle or like Ayuk or Debo or anyone else. Like,
we have a three-game sample of how ineffective the Niners' running game is when Trent Williams is hurt and absent from this year.
Was it the three games they lost, Kyle?
Yes.
It was the three games they lost. Yeah.
And their running game stagnated.
Yeah.
So I'm right there with you. I'd be very surprised if it's not Trent Williams who rests. And other than that, I think we see it like a preseason game, like a third preseason game, where there's some guys who might play a couple series. You might get some players in for a half. But I think by the time the third quarter starts, it's going to be mostly reserves in the game.
I think so too.
It's weird having a game where the outcome doesn't matter. It's very, very odd.
That's very strange to walk into a game. It doesn't even matter for like draft picks, right?
No, it doesn't. There's nothing.
Do they even have their first round pick?
Yeah, they do. They have it this year.
Okay.
But it doesn't. No, that doesn't. That's going to be based on where they finish in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The thing that's interesting, though, is the Rams have prioritized being healthy over playing either the Cowboys or Lions.
Mm.
And that, I think, is interesting. Because I think I would way rather go play the Lions, who are very likely going to be the 3 seed. That's not totally settled yet, but if the Cowboys beat Washington in Dallas, or no, it's in Washington, I think. If the Cowboys beat Washington, the Cowboys are the 2 seed.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably going to happen. So if the Rams win, they go to Detroit and face the 3 seed. If they lose, they go to the 7 seed, and they'll go visit the number 2 seed Cowboys in the wild card round.
Yeah, I don't think I want... Well, I mean, the Lions are inexperienced, so I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know. The Cowboys, they're really good at home. I don't know.
Sean McVay, a coach, circles around Mike McCarthy, though.
Yeah.
And do you want... I think part of the reason the Lions are tough to prepare for is because you have to be ready for everything. Like, you have to prepare for every fake punt, every eligible lineman. Ugh, yeah. Sounds like a lot.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's just looking at it and like, this is a coin flip either way.
Yeah.
Like, one is a...
Being
like,
healthy is more important.
A smash-mouth defensive team, well, that doesn't always play smash-mouth defense, but they have a bunch of different weapons.
Mm-hmm.
The other team is, like, a really, really strong quarterback with a great wide receiver and an okay running back and some other tools, but not... They might not... They're more one-dimensional. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting.
The 49ers game is weird this weekend, which means mad props is a little bit weird. We're going to do that next. We're going to take a stat from the Kings game, stat from the Niners game, put them together, and James and I are going to decide which one is higher. That's coming up next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's Sports Leader. Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I will go get lunch with you, James. I would like to go get lunch with you. Like I said, we have to talk timing, though. That was my...
Oh. Oh, yeah,
I have my hit with D'Lo at KC at 12:15. I'm going to have to write after that. And then we can go to lunch after that, if you are willing to wait.
From 3 to 4, I have a hit. So, yeah, we'll have to work out
timing. Jump in between that.
There we are.
Okay, we got a couple of restaurants nearby. We'll figure out which one. That'll be great. Okay.
All right.
There you go, Chatty House. We're going to lunch.
Ready, break.
And then I got to get down to the arena. I got some Big J journalism to do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, I am locked in tonight. I'm going to ask questions at pressers. I'm fired up.
I'm
holding Mike Brown's feet to the fire.
Oh, that's what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You're going to ask those tough questions?
Big time.
That's right. That's good.
I'm going to go back to the loss to Charlotte, Mike. Mike, are you concerned that teams with length and athleticism have been a problem this year and that you're going to lose to Toronto?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, how good would Pascal Siakam look in a Kings jersey? How about that?
Mike, I know you can't talk about players on other teams, but Pascal Siakam, am I right?
Am I right?
Blink twice if you want him on your team.
Oh, that'd be awesome, Kyle.
All right.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for Mad Props. And we have our intro for Six Quick Thoughts.
Yep.
And when I had our Charlie and the great Chris Rice put those together, I also had them put together a little intro for Mad Props. And we get to debut it right now, and I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's Mad Props.
It's time for Mad Props. Two games, two props. Which number will be higher? That's for Kyle and James to decide. Here's Mad Props.
Yeah. And we're going to let this ride, and that's how it's going to go. All right, Mad Props. 49ers at home against the Rams. Kings at home against the Raptors tonight. And we're going to start with Sam Darnold. This is a little bit weird because we don't know who's playing. We don't know how much they're going to play. We do know Sam Darnold is starting, so that's where Mad Props is going to start. I've got Sam Darnold passing yards against the Rams or Kings-Raptors total points.
Kings-Raptors total points.
I'm going Sam Darnold passing yards.
What?
Yes. Not because I think that Sam Darnold's going to go light it up or anything crazy like that, but one, you have to consider that like Aaron Donald's not playing. The Rams will probably, any starters who are playing, may get pulled at some point. And I think that we're going to see a little bit of defense from the Raptors tonight.
Oh. I was just going to, like, I'm just not convinced Sam Darnold's very good. I mean, I'm glad he's getting an opportunity to play because you might need him in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not convinced that, I mean, we haven't seen enough of him this year.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did see was not very convincing. And so I don't know that he's going to be able to throw for, he's going to throw for 230 yards to like second tier, third tier wide receivers.
Okay. Let's go to George Kittle, who it sounds like he's going to play. How much does he play though? Well, let's decide. George Kittle snaps or Keegan Murray field goal attempts.
Oh man, that's a tough one, Kyle.
Yeah, because you don't, Kittle might play five snaps.
That is brilliant right there.
But he might
play
30.
I'm going to go, Keegan's coming off a 22 field goal.
21. De'Aaron shot 22.
I don't love his matchup against Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes is a really good defender.
Yeah, heck of a player.
I'm going to say Kittle snaps.
Okay.
Which could be a snack.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Kittle snaps to, I think, Ross Dwelly's hurt. Yeah, I think I'm going Kittle snaps as well.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe he gets like a half. If he gets a half, he should very easily clear. But if he gets like three series, I think things get interesting. All right, let's do that for Deebo Samuel now. Deebo Samuel snaps or Domantas Sabonis points.
Oh, I'm going Domas.
Hmm.
Like, Pirtle is one of those guys who's big and might give Sabonis
not a good defender
a little bit of trouble. I don't think so. Like, although they do have these crazy super athletes that they bring in off the bench.
I am going to go Domas points as well because I think Deebo Samuel might play like one or two series.
Yeah, I don't
you
think
you talk about important players for the 49ers.
Yeah.
I understand he's close to 1,000 yards, but he is not close enough that it's like, yeah, just feed him a couple times and he's good. If he's going to get to 1,000, I think he needs like 120-something yards to get there.
Yeah, that's too much.
I don't think he's getting that kind of workload. I if they throw it to him at all or if they play him at all, I think it's going to be very light work, a couple of series, and then get him out. You talk about people important to their offense. Deebo Samuel's right up there. I'm with you. I'm going to go with Domas points. 49ers-Rams total points or Kings-Raptors first quarter total points?
Oh. I'm going to... I'm going Kings-Raptors.
Yeah, I am too. We're in lockstep on a lot of these, but I think what we're going to see in the second half of 49ers-Rams is the teams kind of pack it in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think there's going to be a lot of like high-octane offense.
No, but there could be some running backs that bust out and like have some good... I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to switch that.
Oh,
I'm going to go the other way there.
And I love it. You're doing it for the sake of the bit as well.
I am.
This is great.
There it is.
Look at you becoming a radio guy right before our eyes. Jake Moody field goal attempts. I have some thoughts on this. Jake Moody field goal attempts or Harrison Barnes rebounds?
I had a number in my head, and then you just hit that number with the second one. Doggone it, man. I am going to go Jake Moody. Jake Moody, everybody.
Okay, I love that by you.
He doesn't get to kick ever.
So that's why I think he's going to.
I think Kyle Shanahan should run him out there. Like,
that's yes.
Third down,
dude,
go kick it.
Not even third down, but you get first and 10 at the Rams 28, where you can line up like a 45, 46 yarder.
Yep.
Run into the line three times and get your field goal team out there and let him try one from 45 plus.
Yeah.
Like 1,000%. He's only kicked 27 field goals, I think, this year.
Yeah, that's wild.
And he missed three of them, and they were all from distances of 40 plus. So that said, I don't think Harrison Barnes is getting a lot of rebounds tonight. I'm going to go with Jake Moody field goals. And then Sam Darnold touchdown passes or Kevin Herter made threes.
Oh, man. Oh, that's tough, man. You know what? Showcase.
Oh.
Kevin Herter.
Come on.
Kevin Herter. Showcase.
I'm going Sam Darnold because my bold prediction for tonight's Kings game, this is a bit that I just made up, is that Kevin Herter's not going to play.
Oh.
I think we might see a little DNP CD for Kevin Herter.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where you... All right.
Maybe.
All right.
I don't know.
Wow. I don't know. That's... Yeah.
Maybe not a DNP CD. That's a lot. But I don't know how many minutes he's going to play.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he does play against R.J. Barrett, R.J. Barrett to me isn't a great defender. Like, there are players on that team that you can actually, you know, get some okay, buckets on. No yeah, Otto no, Porter. No,
I've okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
How many touchdowns do you think props. Darnold's going to throw?
I put it at two.
Two.
I put the over-under at 1.5 in my head.
Okay.
And that's where I have Kevin Herter made threes.
Yeah. That would probably be the price pick number is 1.5.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
What do you think the prize pick number is for Kevin Herter made threes?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like maybe 1.5.
Yeah. So after that sequence the other night where he missed a shot and then I can't remember if he got a steal or a rebound and then went down and just chucked the transition three.
Yeah.
And missed it badly. That just screamed like, dude, that guy needs a minute.
Mm.
Like that guy needs a deep breath. And it's not a DNP CD like, hey, this guy is so bad that we're not going to... It's like, hey, take a day off.
Okay.
Take a deep breath, get yourself right, and then we'll get back to it on Sunday.
I'm with you. I'm with... like, that makes sense to me. It does.
It wasn't a Kevin Herter is so bad now that he can't crack the rotation.
Mm-mm.
I just... He looks so visibly flustered to me. When he's playing, and Mike Brown is around him more. Mike Brown sees him in practice. I'm sure he's having conversations with him. So maybe he's seeing something and hearing something that goes beyond what. But from what I observe, it just that he screams of a player that could really use a night off.
Yeah, he's definitely in his head.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, as a player, you want to shoot through it, which is why he took that shot. Like, in all honesty,
yeah.
If he's going to become the Kevin Herter that he was last year, the only way to do it is to walk into a three-pointer in transition and hit it. You know, you're not hearing it totally, like the groans from the crowd,
mm-hmm.
but you're starting to. You're starting to hear a little bit of every time he misses. And it's like, no one wants that. Like, everyone should be pulling for Kevin Herter to pull out.
I think everybody is. I think everybody is, but you get... You watch this guy drill every big three last year.
Yeah.
And now every three, it's like, whew, yikes.
The high pick and roll, the DHO with Domantas Sabonis, it's not there. Yeah.
No. So give him a night off and then let him blaze away again.
Okay.
That's all. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We have to hit the break.
Let's do it.
When we come back, we'll have keys to a Kings victory. I don't know. I'm going to make an intro for that too. We got keys to a Kings victory. And then we talked a little bit of 49ers earlier. I think there's going to be some opportunities for some guys on Sunday who don't normally get opportunities, and we'll talk about that as well. Oh, here we go. Bed's not done. Producing on the fly. All right. We got to go. ESPN 1320.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
There are callers. People want to talk trades.
Oh, yeah.
As per usual, man.
Yeah.
Talking trades is so fun. Fake being a GM is one of my very favorite things to do. Because as we talked about yesterday, I'd be a terrible regular GM. So I'm just going to continue to try and play one on the radio.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So someone asked on the break, has there ever been a player traded for another player during? So first of all, Harrison Barnes got traded during a game to the Sacramento Kings. And they didn't know the trade was going to go down, and he started playing, and then he sat there on the bench after he got traded. So he started that game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. And then there was also the situation where Corey Joseph got traded from the Kings, and Corey, right before the game started, got traded, and then he came out and sat with his teammates, even though he was traded. We could see it. He came out and started like hugging it out with everybody.
Yeah, hug watch.
And you're like, oh, we got a hug watch. Yeah. Exactly. And then boom, he was gone.
Dang.
Yeah. That's crazy. It, definitely interesting.
You were also talking at the break about just athletic wings that could get thrown into a trade. I think anything that Monty McNair can do to add athleticism, whether that player is good or not, bring in 6'7", 6'8" athletes. And see what happens. Do the Kessler Edwards thing as many times as possible.
Yeah.
And maybe you run into a rotation player.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, go around and if you can collect them, whether it's second round picks or whatever it might be, again, if you're looking at a trade with Toronto, I think a guy like Jaden McDaniels, who's not getting any burn for you, makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
The brother of Jalen McDaniels, but 6'9". That built like Mo Harkless frame, like 6'9" with super long wingspan, solid defender, had a really good season last year in Charlotte, and then was traded to Philly during the season and, maybe didn't have the great finish to the year.
Yeah.
But there's a big difference between putting up numbers. I guess he reminds me a little bit of Glenn Robinson III, like how he had a really solid season and then just couldn't put it together for the Kings. Yeah. We were also talking about whether a player had been traded during a game. In 1982, Joel Youngblood was a pinch hitter and third, like, utility infielder for the Mets. He got traded, and actually he got traded from the Mets to Montreal. He left a Mets at Chicago Cubs game, flew to Philly, where he actually had two at-bats for the Mets in one game and another at-bat for Montreal on the same day, on August 4th of 1982.
That's incredible.
There was a baseball card where they had a split. I think it's an 82 Fleer where they have a split with him in two different uniforms, two different hats on the same day.
That's so cool.
And he played in both games.
That's awesome.
So, I don't think it's happened. I mean, I remember there was a reliever that was it Ricardo Rincon, the A's traded to the same or traded for from like Detroit
while they were playing.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, yeah, in that series, and he just went across to the other clubhouse.
Yeah, he went across to the other clubhouse, yeah, but he didn't play the same day. He played the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. We've been talking trades a lot today, and we have a couple of people on the phone who want to talk about trades. 916-909-1320. That is 916-909-1320 if you want to jump in. Javier and Vacaville, what's going on?
How you doing, Mr. Madsen and Mr. Ham? I love the introduction on the phone when I got, you know, debrief before I got accepted to call in
on,
and
man.
Talk on the radio. It was great.
On,
but hey, I'll just play it. I'll just play it. Relax. And then so, hey, Mr. Ham, I'd want to know, Pacific Division, don't mind the teams. Just say I think this would increase both teams for these two trades' potential to be better overall. Davion Mitchell, Kevin Herter, and Harrison Barnes for D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura, as well as Jared Vanderbilt. Second trade, Davion Mitchell, Harrison Barnes, Kevin Herter for Andrew Wiggins, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody. And this is the last kicker. If you don't want Wiggins, would you do it with Draymond included for them to get rid of him? All the salaries match for all three of the transactions. I've already tried. Everything can't be finalized on January 15th because extension D'Angelo and Andrew Wiggins got. I just want your opinions. I feel like both trades for all three of the, or all three of the teams would help them in ways that they need. You know, for Herter needs a fresh start. Harrison Barnes more or less needs a fresh start. Davion needs a fresh start. We know Draymond and or Andrew Wiggins needs a fresh start. And Kuminga wants to leave. Moody needs a fresh start. And Mike Brown has familiarity with all of them. With Lakers, they need a shooter. They need some stability at the three, where they can let LeBron just run the point. D'Angelo will be the great point guard off our bench that can create and get his own shot and be his own. You know, he could be a playmaker because we don't have that outside of Monk off the bench. Vanderbilt and Hachimura, the length and size and the perimeter we need as perimeter defenders that we could use. And they get Davion as a point guard that can learn, not so much demand, quote-unquote, playing time from LeBron as a backup point guard. But, again, they get the shooter and Herter. He gets a fresh start, and Harrison Barnes gives him stability at the three.
All right, thanks,
three or four, regardless.
Thanks, man. Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay,
that was a lot.
It's but I was able to track.
Okay,
first of all, I don't think the Warriors are giving up Kuminga and Moody with Wiggins. But if they were, I would take that deal because that's where all of a sudden you start to piece through the younger players, the pieces that might fit with what you're doing. And especially, like, I like Moody. I would take Moody on the Kings without any problems.
Sure.
But I don't know how much that helps. You're right. It doesn't hurt either team, but I'm not sure that helps either team either.
Yeah, it feels like they're just taking on each other's problems.
Yeah, totally. And then when the Lakers deal, I am not, under any circumstance, a D'Angelo Russell fan.
Yeah,
like, as a player, I'm not a huge fan. I also will tell you that, like, the word out of Utah was always that Jared Vanderbilt's defensive capabilities are so overrated, and he's not, and he is so bad defensively, I mean, offensively, that he is a very difficult trade piece.
Yeah.
But I like Rui Hachimura, so, like, I don't hate that, but I also don't love it. And I think if you were searching for names, the Lakers deal is like an all name deal, right? You're getting like some guys that you're like, all right, that's a pretty solid. Like, Kings fans would love the Vanderbilt addition because he's been a guy that they've talked about forever. Mm-hmm. You know, Hachimura is effective and could be a really nice scorer off the bench. Aggressive, physical. He's given the Kings fits. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I would do... maybe I do both.
I'm out on D'Angelo Russell entirely.
Yeah, I've always felt the same way, but... I mean, again, you're looking at a guy who has busted up the Kings so many times that he hasn't had a capability of going crazy on yet any moment.
That's great. Cool.
Yeah, but overall, no.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who is this? Brandon. Brandon, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. I got one for you. It's kind of more simpler, and I'm just curious, actually, to how his future looks. But I know Otto Porter Jr., you know, when he came into the league, big wing, a lot of upside. I know he hasn't played more than 15 minutes a night this whole season. Is he just too beat up, or is he someone that you guys could see the Kings maybe picking up without having to give away anybody?
All right. Thanks. Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Yes.
My voice just cracked. That was really bad.
There is a possibility. Like, Otto Porter's a guy who can maybe step in and play 10 to 12 minutes a night and give you something, like he did with the Warriors when they won their championship a couple of years ago. But I'm not convinced that he has anything left in the tank at all. No. And there was a point where the Kings were all over Otto Porter.
Yeah, it was the year they got Harrison Barnes, right?
Yeah, Vlade was all in. Like, that whole deal. Like, they were trying to get Otto Porter, and it never worked out. And Otto was one of those guys, even as a free agent, you're like, oh, man, would he... But look, throughout his career, he can't stay healthy.
Let's run through this. Okay. So his first, rookie year, 37 games, 74, 75, 80, 77, 56. Okay. In 2019-20, 14 games.
Yeah.
The following year, 28 games.
Mm.
Then 63 games with the Warriors in 21-22.
Yep.
Then 8, and then he's played 15 games this year. And in his last 5, he's played 6 minutes, 15 minutes, 13, 8, and 8.
And is he 30?
He is 30.
And what does he make? $8 million?
Yeah, a few million. It's not a lot.
I'm going to guess, so it's enough where you're like, hey, I'm not giving up a player for him. Right?
No, 6.3
million. Okay.
It just, my concern is not even what does he have left in the tank. It's just that he can't stay healthy.
Well, that, and it just can't.
He may or may not have anything left in the tank. He's just never on the court.
That just doesn't move a needle in any way.
No.
Yeah, I mean, again, defensive capability, sure. Like, everyone thought he would turn into Tayshaun Prince coming out of Georgetown, but never happened.
If the Kings were a title contender and Otto Porter was just available, and you could go grab him and have him as your 10th or 11th guy, and yeah, hey, he can play some center for you in a pinch, and...
Yeah,
he can knock down a three, and maybe he plays 8 minutes for you one night and then sits the next 10 games. Okay. But for what the Kings need, Otto Porter doesn't move the needle for me.
Yeah, I think Otto Porter, there isn't much difference between him and, you know, like the Mo Harkless deal.
Yeah.
Like, I think Mo Harkless actually could play more.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not.
And offer a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Otto Porter's 21-22 year where he helped the Warriors win a title was like the anomaly for him over the last half decade.
No, totally.
So that's where that's at. We're going to skip keys to victory tonight, unless you want to rip through them real fast before we get to Damian.
Yeah, we can rip.
Damian Barling of D'Lo and KC fame joining us here shortly on the handoff.
I feel like...
Get through yours real quick.
Yeah, I feel like we got to get through our keys because...
Okay, they're very important.
We haven't followed anything else on our entire front.
The Kings listen to the show. They are looking for our keys to the game to figure out how to win tonight. So, James, you go through your three, I'll go through my three, and then we'll get to Damian.
Okay, number one, real quick, another poor three-point shooting team. Let them shoot it again. If they beat you with the three, they beat you with the three.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there. Need a De'Aaron Fox bounce back tonight. You can't have De'Aaron Fox scoring 15 points again and expect to win another game.
He's been that type of player. Like, every time he needs a bounce back, he does do it.
Yeah. I wonder when the last time was that he had two, quote-unquote, bad nights in a row from a scoring standpoint. What's your second key?
Second key, figure out how to deal with a long physical team.
Boy.
Figure it out.
It's the one.
Because they just keep coming. They grow on trees here.
That dovetails into mine. Everybody's got to be on the glass tonight. We talk about Harrison Barnes all the time. Like, this is a night where you need Harrison Barnes to go, like, if he's going to have his one awesome game a month, mm-hmm. now's the time. Tonight he needs to do that. If Kevin Huerter winds up playing any kind of significant minutes, he needs to be on the glass. They need to get on the glass or they are going to get out-rebounded. They are going to get out-physicaled.
Yep.
They're going to not figure out how to deal with a long and athletic team. Number three.
Convince Pascal Siakam to ask for a trade to Sacramento.
Hardcore recruiting.
The entire game, I want Domantas Sabonis like whispering in his ear, like, "Hey, bro, just think how good we would be here as a front court tandem." And De'Aaron Fox, you know, even like some point where De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk just like pull him aside and they walk to the other end of the court, like lay out the plan. I want Alvin Gentry out there wearing something snazzy, having a conversation with him, like full court press. Yeah. Like, I even want Scott Moak. Scott Moak needs to come up with something for Pascal Siakam.
When he introduces the Raptors players, get really amped for Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. everyone in the building should be on their feet cheering Pascal Siakam as soon as he walks on the court.
All right. Number three for me, I'm going to bring this back up, so put a pin in that. Number three for me is Kevin Huerter, get rid of the headband.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Headband's got to go.
Headband Huerter is over. You're done with it.
I'm done with it. I'm totally done with it. Damian Barling of D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC coming up here at noon. Damian, if you were going to be part of the recruiting pitch for Pascal Siakam tonight, what would you bring up about Sacramento?
One, we're better than they are.
It's a good one. Number one.
Well, let's also be clear. Toronto's a pretty dope-ass city.
That's a great start.
I think we focus on the basketball end of this. Like, Toronto's a dope city. California's a great place. Sacramento's a great place. But, like, look, if you want to come here and have, like, a legitimate opportunity to play in the NBA Finals, this is the team for it. Like, this makeup with De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis and an emerging Keegan Murray and Malik Monk, like, bro, you fit right in here. You appeal to ego, right?
Yeah,
bro, you're the difference.
Yes,
You're the difference with us making the playoffs.
Yeah,
and making a run in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You're the difference in this team growing into a team that goes into the Western Conference Finals versus a team that wins the Western Conference in the NBA Finals.
Yep.
A piece to the ego. And by the way, that line of thinking might not be that far off.
Mm-hmm.
You are the difference.
Yeah.
We got you. Come here. Look, I'm going to show you how this works. Watch the next time down the floor. Watch Keegan Murray. He's going to be Pascal Siakam in this situation. Draw a play up for Keegan to hit a three in the corner. Bro, that's you. That's you right there.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I would say...
I was going to suggest Pascal California t-shirts, but that too, what Damian said too.
What he said.
That's good too.
He's way better at that than we are right now.
1,000%.
So I would tell him that, like, hey, look, you're the piece, but I would say 30, 31, 32, 33, 34-year-old seasons, we are going to compete for a championship every single one of those years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about today. Mm. We will compete for the next 5 years for an NBA championship every year.
And also, you don't have to score 36 because Keegan can do it. If you can score 36 tonight, cool. If you're off, no worries. We got you.
Yeah.
We got you. There's weapons all over this floor.
On top of that, this is Sacramento. We haven't done that since 1950. But really, like, hey, it's not like you're going to the Celtics and you're going to be like the fifth wheel on a championship team or you're going to some team that, you know, that has been there and they're trying to get back over the mm-hmm. hump or they're trying to solidify.
You're not just another piece.
You're mm-hmm. not Kevin Durant going right in there and winning a championship with a championship team.
Mm-hmm.
You're a guy who's going to a city that you'll never pay for a meal ever again.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never pay for another meal ever again. You bring a chip here.
Oh, you'll get the key to the city.
Yeah, you walk in the door and you will feel it right away. And like, look, I was in Toronto during the finals.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what that feels like. A team that had never won it. A team that was like so engaged. Their fan base was absolutely nuts. Like they had people waiting 3 days to go sit inside, not inside the building, to get into Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like there was a father and son there for 3 days waiting to get into Jurassic Park. And the Raptors came out on the last day and said, you know what? We got two seats for you guys inside.
Wow.
And brought them inside.
That's so cool.
Like that fan base was nuts. Like I was on, they put us up in a crazy awesome hotel, like 50th floor. I could hear their fans chanting, walking down the streets on the 50th floor, going crazy all night long. They were so engaged. That is Sacramento. It's the same exact thing. They
times two.
Yeah.
That's what I tell Siakam. You know what you experience in Toronto? Multiply that by two.
Yeah, there is no hockey here. And there's no Blue Jay Stadium two doors down.
When this team wins a championship, it's a week-long party. There's no parade. There's no championship day. No, it's like the rest of June.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just block off the rest of June. Like, that's what it is.
Boat parades. Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yeah, the government's been shut down in Sacramento for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe take them to Sky River Casino, am I right?
Oh, you absolutely take them to 32 Brew Street. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have them sample all of those 32 brews. You absolutely do that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, this is a big deal. Like, if you're in the recruiting game, this is the time. I mean, everyone is saying he's getting dealt between now and February 8th. Like, this is the spot.
I'd be 9.9 out of 10 surprised if he's not traded.
Yeah. I'd also tell him it's 50 degrees outside. Toronto right now, it's probably 20.
Put away your jackets, bring hoodies, you're good.
Yeah, you don't need a snow plow here. You don't need to salt your steps here. Like,
if for whatever reason he's like, but I love the snow, it's like, bro, 2 hours up the road, we got you.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, we got you.
Your car's not gonna rust out, your Lambo's not gonna get rust spots.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, this is a great question in the chatty house. Does he know about Jiffy Lube? He will after our recruiting pitch is done.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You ever need a car service?
Jiffy Lube, Sky River Casino, all the big players here.
Yeah.
I don't know what's really good. The Niners game this weekend is weird. I don't know what to think about it.
Don't think anything about it. What's a bit,
it's kind of like my...
It is your job. Yes, I forgot. But like it's a Week 18 game. Like there's a lot of games.
But it's a Week 18 game that doesn't do anything.
Right.
I've never been in this position before.
Well, it's a Week 18 game that doesn't do anything for anybody. So, like, I'm fine. Like, this was Kenny's thing. Trent Williams should not play.
No,
and I don't know.
They have one open spot for a player who can just sit out. And it has to be Trent Williams.
Trent Williams does not play.
No,
but if every guy, like I know Debo was talking about, and Kenny and I were talking about this yesterday, like if they want to go, I think sometimes the act of getting ready for a game can be just as valuable as actually playing
the
game for the player.
Yes.
Like you go through the warm-ups, you go through your entire routine, you get taped, you put your jersey on, you go out there, you play a drive, you do two drives, whatever Kyle decides, and then you're out. Mm-hmm. And then it's over. And you keep it moving. You put your coat or your hell, you go change. I don't care.
As I say, you go into halftime, you put your street clothes on and you come back.
Debo put his Gucci suit on and keep it moving.
That's right.
If he rolls out of halftime, if he's done at the half, and he rolls out of halftime in a Gucci suit, I'm bringing the Super Bowl to Santa Clara.
Well, I doubt he would do that. He has walked in an all-black shadow Gucci suit. That's just fire.
Right, 1,000%. I would love to see it on the sideline.
It works for me. I get why you don't do that. Like, you know, it is the sideline of a football game, but yeah.
I don't do it because I don't have that suit.
Well,
yeah.
I wish I did.
Yeah. You don't?
Fire. I do not.
Kenny does.
Probably.
It's when he sits courtside in.
His formal attire. Totally. His formal attire is a lot stronger than mine.
Are you and Kenny going to the game tonight?
So we were. Oh, that boy. Was 100% the plan, but our KSFM event got canceled. So our work day went from 12 hours to 4. And so I decided to take it. Like, because if we skip the game, our day is 4 hours.
Yeah.
Instead of, because of the magic of what we had to do to get downtown, we had already done all of that stuff. So I'll probably just watch the game at home and go Sunday. We have a really long day Sunday downtown.
Mm.
I'll probably watch at home.
Oh, okay.
I retain much more information when I watch at home anyways.
See, that's fair.
But Pascal Siakam needs to see that there's fancy people in Sacramento.
That is a great point.
You're not going to bring
the mayor of Elk Grove out?
Well, he might be going. Yeah, Casey might be going.
Kenny might be going. All right.
Yeah, he could be. Are you going?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in here.
Oh. Wow. Oh.
I almost wore a Blue Jays hat on accident. That would have been a tough look.
Yeah, that would have been rough. That would have been grounds to not go to the game. That would have
been, dude, seriously, I'd have been no hat.
Of course, you could have used that as part of the recruiting pitch for Pascal. Like, look, it's just like being at home.
That's right.
If you need a little taste of Toronto,
Kyle Madsen.
Look at Kyle.
Yeah, I mean,
a Blue Jays hat on.
I mean, I would think Kenny has one. Kenny has virtually every team in Major League Baseball. I'm sure he has one.
It's wild.
What do you guys got coming up?
Well, we'll talk rumors.
Fleetwood Mac, good album.
Or Timex Social Club, which know your audience, bro.
My bad.
but all
I'm talking to James.
Oh, thank you.
I knew exactly what Kyle was talking about.
We'll dive into the Jake Fisher stuff and kind of just caution everyone.
Yeah.
Like James can attest to this. Were the Kings in on OG Anunoby twice?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've gotten rumblings about, hey, keep an eye on Kevin Huerter. Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean any of this stuff is going to happen. They kicked the top. I hate that phrase, but whatever that means. They looked into Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma's a Washington Wizard.
They traded for him once, and it fell through at the last second. They kicked the tires on him this offseason.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, like, just, I don't want to poo-poo all of this stuff. Just be aware. Yeah. It's trade deadline season. You're going to read a lot of stuff.
D'Lo and Casey coming up next on ESPN 1320.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento sports leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.